The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, May 15, 2016, is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Luke 18, 9-14, New International Version. Sunday, May 15, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Luke 18, 9 through 14. Luke 18, 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Because they consider their behavior better than others, some think they have earned and deserve acceptance by God. To emphasize their supposed superiority, they look down upon and even put down those who act differently. In Jesus' day, many religious leaders thought they were especially chosen by God and therefore better than others. They added to God's law or emphasized different parts of God's law and ignored other parts according to their self-focused standards. They emphasized who they were as religious leaders and the behavior they approved, instead of pointing people to God and serving as good examples by practicing the behavior God commanded and expected from all true believers. Jesus' parable applies to those who trust in themselves and their behavior instead of in God, and who make their sin worse by thinking they are better than others based on their behavior. They are so confident of their own religious deeds that they do not think they need God's forgiveness, grace, or mercy. Their prayers of thanks to God quickly turn into words of self-praise and thankfulness that they do not behave as badly as others. Luke 18:10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisees knew and interpreted the law of God, usually to benefit themselves. They taught the law of God and expected others to conform to their interpretations. Along with their interpretations, they added restrictions and permissions unintended by God. They were well-educated and looked down on others as they obeyed God's law according to their self-centered interpretations. Few people liked tax collectors, and most considered them traitors, because they collected taxes for their Roman oppressors and were often accused of cheating. Matthew and Zacchaeus were tax collectors who became followers of Jesus after Jesus called them. Matthew became a disciple of Jesus, and Zacchaeus may have continued as an honest tax collector. The Bible does not say. Luke 18:11. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus warned, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 5. The Pharisee in Jesus' story thanked God that he did not do some of the sins clearly forbidden by God's law, and he gave himself the credit for his right behavior instead of the grace and power of God that restrained him from doing these bad things. He prayed aloud to be heard by others and looked down on and condemned the tax collector. He received no reward, no justification from God. He received what he really wanted. He was seen by others. And there was no further reward for him to receive. He may have been seen by others, but it is unlikely that he received anyone's love and respect. Luke 18:12. I fast twice a week, and give a tenth of all I get. The Pharisee did not look into the condition of his heart, or did not reveal the intention of his heart when he prayed aloud. Jesus warned the Pharisees about the consequences of their hypocrisy. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23 and verse 27. It seems this Pharisee did not love his neighbor, or felt he was too good to love sinners, such as this tax collector. He compared himself to the tax collector instead of what God's law commanded. If he thought the tax collector was bad, he did not pray for the tax collector to repent and turn to faith in God to be saved. Luke 18:13. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. By the grace of God, the tax collector saw his true condition before God. He was a man in need of God and God's forgiveness. Both the Pharisee and the tax collector were sinners. But the Pharisee trusted in his good works and thought he was right, justified, with God, while the tax collector knew that he had not done everything right and could not do anything good to be right, justified with God. Therefore, unlike the Pharisee, the tax collector called out to God for all to hear that he needed God's mercy and forgiveness because he was a sinner. He anxiously desired that God would graciously cleanse him on the inside and free him from his slavery to sin. Though he may not have known all that he truly needed God to do for him, and Jesus did not elaborate about the man's hopes. The tax collector in Jesus' parable was in a perfect condition to hear the good news of Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, and Jesus could cleanse him and free him from sin. Luke 18:14. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Because the tax collector called out to God in desperate need of mercy, he showed that he hated the sins he knew he had committed, and he did not want to sin any longer. He wanted God's mercy to make him right with God and cleanse his conscience. Therefore, he went home right, justified with God. He did exactly what he should have done in the sight of God. He felt exceedingly sorrowful for his sins and too unworthy to even look up to heaven. God extended his forgiving mercy and loving kindness to the tax collector. And Jesus' parable declared what those who prayed as the tax collector would receive from God in answer to their prayers. The Pharisee asked for nothing from God because he trusted in the few things he had done right. Therefore, he could not go home right, justified with God. Jesus foretold that a time would come when people similar to the Pharisee would be humbled. People would see the kind of person they truly were, and they would see themselves as God saw them. Also, those who feel sorrow for their sins, so that they beat their breasts and seek the mercy of God, will be seen as right, justified with God by the grace of God, as blessed children in the family of God. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Describe some of the differences between being confident in your own righteousness and being confident in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. 2. What are some of the ways people today are similar to the Pharisee in Jesus' parable? 3. What are some of the ways Christians can avoid the sins of the Pharisee? 4. What are some of the dangers involved when people measure themselves by the actions of others instead of living according to what the Bible teaches? 5. How can it benefit those who pray in ways similar to the tax collector? International Bible Lesson. God gives mercy to the contrite in spirit. Sunday, May 15, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Luke 18:13. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. As King David confessed his sins, the Holy Spirit moved him to pray and record these words. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. Psalms 51:17. Through the prophet Isaiah, God declared that he accepted the prayers of the broken and contrite. I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Isaiah 57:15. In Jesus' parable, the tax collector prayed in ways similar to King David. He expressed grief and shame because of his sins. He would not even look up to heaven as he confessed he was a sinner and prayed to God for mercy. Jesus declared that this tax collector went home from the temple right with God. If this were more than a parable, we also have the assurance that God would have gone home with him to revive his spirit and heart, as he promised through Isaiah. When Jesus came preaching good news, he assured people that God meant what he had promised through the prophets in the Hebrew Scriptures. If sinners would humble themselves, repent of their sins, and place their faith in him as their Savior, then God would be with them. Furthermore, after his death and resurrection, Jesus would fill them with the Holy Spirit, so they would be empowered and guided from that day forth to live supremely for God and free from slavery to sin. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.